Morning, everybody. Happy Monday. It's Cluster Fun. I'm Danny Cunningham. That's Judd Zolgad, who just badly missed trying to throw a piece of paper away.
Actually, I just missed. Just missed off the backboard. No, it rebounded so strong because the shot was so strong. I don't know my own strength.
Okay. So the Vikings lost yesterday to the Green Bay Packers, 21-16 at Lambeau Field. Judd Zolgad was there. It was quite an afternoon in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We'll be getting to plenty of that. 2-hour edition Vikings event line coming your way at 10 o'clock here on Score North on 1500, scorenorth.com, and the all-new Score North app. So, Judd, yesterday was a day where Kirk Cousins looked about his worst, I think is a fair way to put it.
Oh, yeah. He came apart. It was absolutely brutal. The Vikings go down 21-0 against the Packers, and it looked like the game was done. And then from there on, the Packers basically got down on their hands and knees and begged the Vikings to take the game, and the Vikings couldn't. And it starts with the quarterback.
Yeah.
He was awful. He was awful in the game. He really was flustered in his post-game press conference. He fell on the sword, but I think he's basically been told after last year, it's not going to help you if you come out and point fingers. And plus, you know what? After what we saw in the game yesterday from the $84 million man, who are you going to point the finger at, Danny? There's no one to point it at.
I thought everyone other than Kirk Cousins on the Vikings deserved to win yesterday.
Well, the offensive line was still bad, but
they run blocked really well.
But yeah, and let's talk, well, and yeah, this is a whole nother thing too, because my frustration with the play calling is absolutely enormous right now. But the remarkable thing is, and our guy caller said he's never seen this before in back-to-back games. So his first two National Football League games, rookie center Garrett Bradbury has a zero pass blocking grade.
Yeah, that's bad.
PFF has not. Nobody went. Atlanta, you know, they only, what, dropped back 11 times, passed 10 times?
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't see that. And then the grade came out and you're like, that's terrible. But I actually had my, as the old people call them, field glasses on the Bradbury matchup yesterday, and he was being picked up.
Yeah.
Like, it was abuse.
Yeah.
He was being carried back into Cousins. And now, I'm not excusing Kirk's play, but, you know, for them to not be able to pass protect, for Dalvin Cook to have just a marvelous game, which was so much fun to watch, and then and I don't know if it's Kubiak, Stefanski, I'll blame Gary, but to throw that pass on first down in which Cousins went into a blind panic and threw one of the worst passes that
terrible.
He had, that, you know, that's why I keep saying this quarterback has to be treated with kid gloves. This quarterback has to be treated like he's making $500,000.
Yeah. I don't necessarily disagree with the play call there on that second interception that he threw when he was trying to get the ball to Diggs in the end zone. I don't disagree with the play call.
Why? It's first down. There's no reason to
because
do it.
Have been running the ball down their throats. I don't disagree with play action. It's first down. Take a shot. I'm fine with it. I disagree with the decision. I think the play call is fine. I disagree with the fact that Kirk Cousins doesn't throw it away because neither of the two options are open.
Unfortunately, as a coach, this is why I say he has to be controlled on puppet strings. As a coach, you have to assume that because of the offensive line's problems, you have to assume he's going to come under pressure. Mm-hmm. And every time that you assume that in a key situation, you have to assume he's going to screw up.
Yeah.
I'm not excusing him. I'm saying the whole thing, the Vikings set themselves up to lose, and they did. Congratulations. You did a great job. But that's it. The play call's fine with a quarterback who can handle it.
Yeah.
But he was, and the other thing was throughout the course of that game, man.
But if you can't handle that, you can't handle passing at all.
He was seeing ghosts, though. He's mm-hmm. afraid.
He's terrified.
Skittish. He's terrified. And when you're running the ball that well, and he gets flushed out, and he's going right, and he's going backwards, and he decides, and I told Collar this. I said, okay, if you're going to throw the ball away, it's got to go to a fan.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be in the back of the end zone.
No, it has to be in the third row.
But I am not excusing him. I will start with him. This is the worst I've seen him and the most flustered I've seen him. There were bad games last year, the Chicago game to end the year, Seattle, the Patriots game. But on this one, and Danny, I watched through the glasses, you know, Diggs, you could tell, is disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Thielen is just beside himself.
Yep, as they should be.
Balls are flying over their head. Balls are coming in at their feet. Passing game-wise right now, this guy's just a mess. And I asked him the question post-game because he talked about what went wrong and I didn't do this and I didn't. And I said, well, okay, but how do you fix it?
Yeah.
With the underlying question that I didn't follow through on being, you've been in the league for 8 years and started for five. Like, mm-hmm. this is not something where
you're not a rookie.
Yeah. And he's like, I just got to purge it. Just got to forget it. And you know what that is? That's him saying, I can't forget it.
Yeah.
I think that Kirk Cousins' problems begin between the ears. I think he's in his own head by now. And we'll see. Oakland, you can beat them. They're playing in your stadium. I think Carr is probably a fraud himself as a quarterback. But that was awful.
Not an $84 million fraud, though, the way that Kirk Cousins is. On the bright side for Minnesota fans, the Twins won the American League Central this weekend. Took 2 out of 3 from the Cleveland Indians. They swept the doubleheader on Saturday. Yep. So that's a
bullpen,
good thing.
Go bullpen.
Yeah, bullpen day. Two wins on a bullpen day. Let's not see that coming.
And then Gibby starts on Sunday, and you lose. So really, the
came in relief.
Oh,
he came in relief. Yeah.
So I would go Berríos game one, Otto game two, bullpen.
I don't think you can do that.
Go Randy Dobnik.
I don't think you can bullpen in the playoffs because you don't have a million relievers in the bullpen.
And by the way, you start now a stretch tonight of 13 games against some of the biggest patsies that have ever played baseball. Mm-hmm. So, no, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
They're going to the playoffs. That's
they
awesome.
Are. They're
going to
be in the ALDS. I don't know how many games they're going to last, but they're going to be there.
Is Cleveland going, you think?
Into the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Well, I think they're going
to
miss it.
That's good for the Twins because I would hate to play them in the playoffs because I do believe that pitching is a pain in the rear end. But that's
the bright side for Cleveland is that the Rays, who are a game and a half ahead of them right now, have to play the Dodgers, the Red Sox, and the Yankees down the stretch. So it's possible, but I don't necessarily think
can we touch on one more thing?
Certainly.
From the Vikings
whatever
game.
You want, Judd.
Okay.
It's your day.
Offensive pass interference on review. Coming from New York,
yeah.
That's not triggered by a coach? Are you people crazy?
Yeah, that was bad.
And by the way, if what Dalvin Cook did, and I'm not saying this as pro-Vikings, if this had happened to the Packers, I'd be equally as ticked off right
sure.
now. If that is what can be called an OPI on review, so it's basically the appeal process, right? Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to have that on my tablet if I'm a coach. And every time there's a big play, I'm going to throw my challenge flag, and I'm going to go to the official and say, this is the starting point.
Yep.
And they're going to say, well, then we have to call it every time. And I'll say, you're damn right you do because you people
you're
are
damn
idiots.
Damn right you do.
You people are idiots.
Yep.
I told you, this has to be egregious.
Mm-hmm.
What Dalvin Cook did doesn't even border on egregious.
No, not at all.
And this is beyond stupid. Honest to God. Now, until I saw it yesterday, I didn't realize that they would look for that.
Neither did I.
In replay. But forget that for a second. Like, that bothers me. But forget that for a second. That's what we're going to call?
Yep.
So everything should come back.
I didn't think that was clear and obvious in the least bit.
It's a pick.
Yeah.
It happens constantly.
All the time.
It's like, I mean, this is, you are now very close to, we'll review for holding, because you could call that every time.
Yes.
So every pass play, especially at the goal line like that, because that play originated from the 3.
Mm-hmm.
So every play like that, pass play, has that at the goal line.
Because
there's always picks being thrown.
Absolutely.
It's basketball.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's how you set up those types of plays. Two-point conversion plays are the same way.
But we're going down this path. This is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go from Rams-Saints, which was an egregious miss, fireable offense, to, well, if you pick a player now, I'm going to call from New York.
Yeah, that's bad.
I like this sport, but you people are... whatever you're smoking, put it down. I mean, seriously, Roger Goodell, let's drug test you. And you know what the other thing is? Okay, here's the answer. And I gave this to Collar. Here's the answer. They need to disband the competition committee immediately. I'm sick of these guys with 3 glasses of wine in at the owners' meetings in March. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Deciding, you know what? Slow that down again, Dave. Because I want to look at that. Oh, that looks like we should enforce it. These officials, I've said this for 4 or 5 years now, Danny, and it's now more true than 4 or 5 years back. These officials have no chance.
Yep. You're right. They don't. The game moves too fast for them. I think that's pretty clear and obvious.
But you've got to be stripping rules out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to use replay, let's get things that are really wrong. Not picks.
I'm with you. I got nothing else to say. I'm with you.
It's just... it's really hurting a game that's fun to watch.
I agree.
And people are tweeting that, and I agree with them.
That's Judd Zolgad. I'm Danny Cunningham. Vikings Vent Line coming
up
in 19 minutes. Judd's already worked up.
I got to pick up the paper.
Quick congratulations to Declan Goff because it is Teddy Bridgewater time in New Orleans as Drew Brees is going to miss at least 6 weeks with a torn ligament in his thumb, according to ESPN, going to require surgery. So, nice. So congratulations to Declan because it's Teddy time.
Teddy time.
So we'll talk to you in 18 minutes on Score North on 1500.
Woo-hoo!